TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, live on YouTube, live on the Odyssey app. Oh! Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Statter story coming up in about 10 minutes. Blazers are back in action tonight. We get our Lamar Hurd back tonight. He will be back. Him
Thank
and Clapper will be calling the game again.
Thank God.
Lots to get to, though. Let's start with our great friend, the highlight of our Wednesday, Lucy Burge. Give her a follow on Twitter, at Lucille Burge. Check out the Instagram as well, DraftKings Sportsbook partner, and we love chatting with her every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Lucy,
Sizzler.
Good morning to you. The AirPods look phenomenal. Thank you for joining us as
Thank
always.
You.
We got to start with something big here, Lucy. We got there's a big elephant in the room right now.
Fairly obvious where we have to start today.
So, just gonna throw a handful of questions at you. One, is it okay to make fun of adults who try and pretend that they're still playing sports? Two, did you know adult cheerleading was a thing? Three, what do we make of Bill Belichick being in the adult cheerleading competition?
Yes, good morning. I think that adults that are trying to act as if they are still playing sports, it depends. It depends if they're good or not at it, and it can be a little bit cringe when that does happen. But in the case of cheerleading as an adult, it does scream Disney adult to me a bit, because I would be lying if I said that I watched these videos of Jordan Hudson cheerleading and didn't cringe a little bit or think that it was a little bit like, are we in high school kind of thing. If you love cheerleading, fantastic. Like, that's great for you. But I don't think it looks right. I am sorry. I would be lying if I look at it and I'm like, oh, that's a little, where are we here? How old are these? Are we in college? Are we in high school? No, these are adults. These are adult people who are cheerleading in a competition, which is she's a queen. They're great for her. She has her own thing going. She's an athlete, you guys. She should be in the Olympics for this. That's how good she is. Because when you do a film study of this, first of all, this is a big deal for Jordan Hudson, because this was her debut, you guys. Her debut.
Ooh, big deal.
With cheer extreme Raleigh of North Carolina. So that's, she's the big time now. This is the major leagues of cheerleading. And she's on maybe the best team, which is Code Black, is what they call themselves. And their outfits are, from what I saw, there's a photo. If you zoom in, the photo of Bill Belichick at this event. There is one of her teammates, a man is also in the photo, mm-hmm. and it has the uniform that they're wearing is a bedazzled CB in red and black, and Bill Belichick is also in this photo. Like, he's supporting Code Black. He's a fan of Code Black. And what I saw in this is I saw people being shocked that Bill Belichick is at the cheer competition watching Jordan. This is actually, if you recall, years ago, this is how we first discovered that Bill and Jordan were dating, is he was at one of her cheer competitions in Washington, D.C. So I wasn't that shocked that he was at this competition. However, I was a little bit shocked that during the season, maybe he is at the cheer competition when maybe UNC could use some prep time or, you know, whatever. But, you know, everyone has their own time to do what they please. But I did really enjoy the fact that Bill Belichick was at Jordan's cheer competition because she's at all his games. So this seems like a mutual respect relationship, and I do like that.
Okay, I got a follow-up question here. I love that you're going to forever probably defend her until Bill and her separate and she fights him in court for all of his empire money. So let's paint a picture here, okay, because you've made your position on this pretty clear.
This is why I love Lucy. I knew she would have an in-depth breakdown of the Team Extreme cheerleading squad. This is why
code
we bring
black.
Her on. Code Black.
Code Black. We love Code Black.
Exactly your age now, but the hypothetical is you are engaged to somebody you've been dating for 5 years. You're set to get married this summer. And finally, he comes out of the bathroom in a shared apartment in an entire bedazzled all black. And he says, I actually have a competition this week and I haven't been able to tell you about this.
I'm on Code Black.
I'm on a team called Code Black. Yay, yay. Here we go. Are you going to come cheer me on? Like, what is the position of Lucy Birds at that point?
Yes. So here, my first thought would be like, oh, so you've been keeping this from me. But my second thought would be he's probably very flexible. So win-win. Like, that would be a really good thing, I think. So I would say, wow. I would have, you know, can you show me some moves maybe? Or, I would love to come to the competition and
human pyramids.
Like, wow, you're getting very flexible lately. What's going on? But then he comes out bedazzled. I'm like, yeah, you know, can I help you put together your outfit? Or, you know, what merch do they sell? I'll buy some. So, yeah, I think the flexibility would be a bonus. And I would be all for it. Be like, great. Because she is, if you watch this video, I did a film study of this team. It's Code Black because the video is online. And
an all 22?
Yeah, is it an all 22 film breakdown?
I watched it 5 times. And she is very good. I would say her teammates, not so much. They could use some work in terms of being in sync. And, you know, cheerleading is very difficult. So who am I to say? Because they have to be very strong and, again, very flexible. But she, you can tell she is probably made herself the captain of the team. And she, her, the face she had on, the like the mean mug face, which is great. Like she looks like she is in charge of this team. And she's the best one. Everybody else could really pick it up. So I think her mentality is similar to Bill's in that, like, you know, you should be the best you can be. No days off, guys. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. And the music, I will also say the music that they chose for this performance is really, it's out of this world. It's really something. And to think that Bill Belichick is standing there listening to this music, watching this performance, I was crying laughing, just thinking of the whole scene. And also the fact that the video that's on YouTube, the first comment is, I'm here for Belichick.
I'm here for Belichick.
Who's here in 2025 for Belichick? It's just a cheer. It's Extreme Raleigh cheer competition account. They upload this video. Everyone's like, I'm just here for Belichick. So she's really doing a service to them because people now see their competitions and it's just taking the world by storm. And I would love if the person I was engaged to did come out of the bathroom and said, look, I'm wearing this bedazzled outfit and we're going to my cheer competition. And I would say, I'm there. Whose car are we taking? Because he's, again, probably very athletic and very flexible.
This is why we love her. This is why she's the best. I need, I'm not, like, you mentioned you've watched this five times. I'm not kidding you, Lucy. If you put together, like, an all 22 film breakdown of this cheerleading competition, and I had Lucy, like, on the telestrator,
and
like,
she's
highlighting, pausing.
Right.
Like, now watch this move where her teammate doesn't come, you know, through on this step or
this
whatever.
This wasn't Jordan's fault.
This
I'll
was
show
not,
you why.
Watch, this guy didn't hold her up the proper way. Like, if I get Lucy on the telestrator breaking this down, I think I would watch
it. It would be great. Content.
I think that's the kind of content that I would want to consume because I know nothing about cheerleading.
I'll do that. I'll do it. You know what? I'll do it for TikTok. I'll do that. And I will, because there is some of that. I saw this. I was like, this girl did not, or one of them did not come in at the same time as somebody else.
Oh,
and they didn't
no.
lift the other girl up at the same time. And I was like, what are we doing, Code Black? Hmm. Code Black, you're better than this. So, but Jordan was on it and she was kind of in the middle. And so they were like throwing her up in the air and she was standing. There's one point where she's standing on top of people holding her, like she did with Bill on the beach. And I could see where she gets, where her talent is, like just in everyday life of doing that. And so this is muscle memory for her, but for everybody else on Code Black, you need to keep up, guys. So that's what I took away from it.
I don't think we have anything more in our lives that we're probably in lockstep with than Tim Robinson, the comedic actor out there, and the kind of humor that he presents. I think you should leave as honest to God, it probably might be my favorite sketch show. And I know that's a very hot take because Chappelle's show is number one for everybody. I love awkward, uncomfortable humor. It makes me laugh when people are literally having their skin crawl. I haven't dove in yet. And I see how you have a review of The Chair Company, his next skit show or sketch show. I don't know if it's a sketch, if it's a series, whatever it is. It's on HBO. Can you give us a review on The Chair Company?
Yes. So the first thing I would say is that it is an acquired taste. Tim Robinson is.
He is.
I know we both love Tim Robinson.
Yes.
But this show it veers from I Think You Should Leave, and it is more of a episodic show where it's not sketches. It's just one long storyline. And the way I would describe the comedy of this show is confusing. More so than uncomfortable, or it's a little uncomfortable, but what it does is it sets up this really, it's very dramatic, and it sets up this dramatic scene where your emotions are heightened, and then it hits you with the comedy. So there's like this character who you wouldn't expect to be funny at all, but it's just stupid. Like you step back away from the show and you're like, this is, it's just so stupid what they're all uncomfortable about. So, or what the comedy is. So, The premise of the show is that when you come into it, it's called The Chair Company. So you think that Tim Robinson works at a chair company. No, no, no. He works for a different company, and he is presenting something to his company and all of his bosses. He goes to sits down in the chair. The chair breaks, and he falls to the floor. So he now tries to find the chair company that made the chair, and that's the show.
Yes. Okay.
And it takes these twists and turns. And as I've watched each episode, I mean, maybe three times, because it's just so good, and you miss stuff the first time. Yeah. But there are characters that are all over the place. It is starting to remind me of Breaking Bad. And that's what I would say about this show is it's funny in a different way than Breaking Bad, but the way the story is and one of the characters, his role reminds me of Mike in Breaking Bad.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind when
that
you're watching this show, which is bizarre. Yeah.
That was a great review. I hadn't even heard about the show. Now I'm genuinely curious.
Do you watch I Think You Should Leave Dirt?
No, I've never seen it, no. It's not that I'm against the comedy. You just know me, and I don't watch a lot of stuff, but I like Tim Robinson.
His sketch on that show is, like, I still will watch it. If I ever need to laugh, I just turn
giggle.
That show
you need
on.
A, yes. You need a mood twister.
Yeah, 100%.
We love doing a gambling hit, not even talking gambling. Do you like have anything you like this weekend? You got any lines you like, Lucy?
I do. So tomorrow night, I have the Bills to cover against the Texans. Bills -6. Texans have a very good defense, but the Bills have the league's best rushing offense. So I think the Bills can win this by a touchdown at least. And then, of course, Patriots -8.5 I do have against the Bengals, who have a little bit of a different situation going on with Jamar Chase being suspended. So this helps the Patriots. They are rolling. So Patriots -8.5. And then also in that game, Drake May over 1.5 touchdowns, because he has done this in 8 of the 11 games this season.
Wow.
MVP candidate / I think he's going to win MVP this year. So Drake May, I think, continues his dominance and over 1.5 touchdowns for him.
Great stuff. Lucy Burge, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow. Check out the Instagram as well, DraftKings Sportsbook Partner. Look forward to the TikTok content covering the film breakdown of the Code Black cheerleading team. Can't wait to consume that content. Lucy, thank you as always for the time. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
There you go, Lucy Burge. Code Black P1.
I watched it five times.
She does need to make a video breaking it.
Dude, I would watch that video. I didn't know there was actual footage of it out there. I didn't know it was actually aired, because the only thing we've seen, if you don't know what we're talking about, I should have done a better job setting that up. Bill Belichick was pictured at a adult cheerleading team competition of his, how old is Jordan Hudson?
25, 6, 7? Yeah.
She's
in her mid-20s, and she's on an adult cheerleading team.
Yeah, it's great.
And
she's still doing pageants too, right?
Like beauty pageants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's still doing that. I think you're right.
Okay.
Is she going to be in Miss Teen USA?
Lie about her age?
I mean, seems like she's one of those people that really wants that validation.
She's the kind of psycho that would lie on a birth certificate that I'm only 17 and she's dominating JV soccer.
What would your wife think if you came out in a bedazzled all-black onesie, skin tight, and you're like, I have a cheerleading competition this weekend?
I don't think I would get the same reaction that Lucy would give to her imaginary husband.
How flexible.
Does this get Will Ferrell to come back with Sherry O'Terry and reprise their cheerleaders on Saturday night?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready?
Best cheerleader fan, go. Who would it be? Sadly, I feel like I'm going to get picked in this stupid.
Well,
push.
What are we going here? Like, are you going like you're
look
an
at
actual,
my build?
You're an actual dancer, but because if you're going like bass, because a lot of male cheerleaders, the point is you're the bass.
You put a good sweater on Sukanik. He's definitely the
that's
one.
That's what I'm saying. Suk would be my vote of like if you're going to have somebody that could throw a cheerleader around like that.
Yeah,
he's without a doubt.
What
the
do
best.
They call that? The megaphone thing, the old school one.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Here we go, BYU. Here we go.
Then you hit the side of it. But if you're going, like, actually dancing in the routine.
And tumbling, like, and doing like, a backflip or something.
You're the only candidate.
Not
damn
me.
It. You're the most flexible. You're the skinniest.
You think I'm the most flexible?
Yeah. What fan host is more flexible than you?
You know it's you.
You know it is.
You know it to be true.
You could fit into one of those bedazzled sequence outfits.
You know, with the pants he's wearing over there, I feel like you're overlooking Swag.
I mean, Swag's in the running here. He's got his
I think
tight
he wants
pants on.
The bedazzled outfit.
God. That's a good spring in the lime bed of showing up to work, doing a show in a bedazzled suit. You need to do like the gems on the side of the face, though, too, that like connect onto the suit. So it's a full body sequence.
How would the Mrs. Swag handle you walking out to cheerleading? All right, I'll see you at 8.
My wife would just make fun of me. Like, what the hell
would she really?
Yo, without a doubt, she would roast me. Rightfully so. That's what I walked out in. Thank you to Lucy. Let's get the Statter story. We'll do it next on The Fam.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, Saturday story time. Blazers back in action tonight. We'll get to that in a little bit. Poll questions. Whole bunch more to come in the last 40 minutes of the show. Yeah. Here we go. Statter story time. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and start. Why not?
You always do.
Your number today, ladies and gentlemen, 1951. Or is it 1,951?
Let's see what I did there. If we have the same theme, I'm going to lose.
Oh, okay. 1951 or 1,951, is it the number of passing yards for one true freshman quarterback, Bryce Underwood, on the season after they escaped Northwestern this weekend? Or is it the year the first Sizzler restaurant opened up in the United States of America?
Yes. It's much like...
is that dry area?
Sizzler. There's a couple of them still open, I think.
Well, I will tie into it because okay. They are going through a rebrand.
Oh, rebrand.
The opposite of the... Who was the Cracker Barrel? Is that the one that did everybody hated?
Well, they changed the logo.
Sure,
they
the Sizzler's the doing... They're refreshing things at Sizzler. And they're
going
feeling very good.
Bankruptcy.
Yes, they are.
Do you miss...
I think we all saw this story.
Pizza Hut's salad bar or the Sizzler existing more?
Sizzler.
Probably Sizzler.
What
probably
about
Sizzler.
Izzy's? If I threw Izzy's,
now we're
buffet.
Talking. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Right up my alley. Yeah. We don't have enough buffets in our life.
I don't think Underwood's thrown for that much.
Okay.
I was thinking the same thing, but it... And also, is it an Exactamundo?
Exact, yeah, year or yards.
Yeah, okay.
Could be either or. 1,951.
Well, I guess I'm going to go story.
Point, whatever. Yeah,
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
Yeah, you're wrong.
So I got a story from Swigard?
Yes.
Story from Swigard? Stat from Spray.
Nice.
1,951 passing yards. That makes him 72nd in the country this year. They escaped Northwestern with a win. Funniest thing ever would be them beating Ohio State again. No, the first Sizzler opened up in 1958 in Culver City, California. And the reason I bring it up is because we all probably saw the story that the steakhouse chain Sizzler is making a comeback. They're refreshing their looks. They're trying to, you know, grab what they had in the 80s and 90s when one of the people on top of the company there said that we were a cultural icon and we had brand relevance in the 80s and 90s. You could speak to the 80s and 90s more than us, Swag.
Sizzler was a thing then.
It was a thing?
Because there was not a proliferation of high-end steakhouses.
Okay.
Especially in Portland. You didn't have Ruth's Chris. You didn't have Gilgout. There was basically the Ringside,
which was
a local restaurant. But you didn't have all these other ones.
What about like Sailors might have been open back then? Maybe, I don't know when that opened up, something like that.
But there wasn't, I mean, Outback wasn't around yet, all of those.
It was kind of a fancy-ish, right? Wasn't
it was,
a restaurant
when it started.
Yeah, that was, you know, meant to be affordable. I think it was family-friendly. They had a kids menu and, you know, so if you wanted to go have some steak, have a, you know, seemingly little more upscale restaurant, but not, you know,
with affordable prices,
spend an arm and a leg.
So they had a press release saying that they're going to tap into the sentimental value associated with the brand, and they have had multiple places that they've already updated with the new Sizzler revamp, and they have seen sales lift up to 47% in some locations.
You know, I think I'm the most qualified here to say I ate at Izzy's before Izzy's went away.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that some of us ate there a lot for childhood functions, or we just went there because it was all you can eat and America's fat. I don't think we remember what Izzy's was at the end. And unfortunately,
it got dark.
It was not good.
No. It's like when you have a parent that, you know, a senile, they can't talk, there's a diaper involved. It's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I would say, how many good, like, buffet places do we have left? Are there any?
I'm not aware of.
There's a hometown over by 205.
Okay.
I haven't been there in years.
Yeah.
But
because the only buffets I ever experience are like specialty occasions where you go someplace for like an Easter brunch and they have a brunch buffet.
Yeah, brunch, they might
like,
roll something out, you do but some no, not options. On a standard, not the restaurant, is the
when
buffet.
When was the last time you ate at a buffet place?
My wife's aunt's 60th birthday was last year, and we celebrated at a buffet on the west side. It was an Asian buffet.
Ooh.
And the takeaway I had is buffets kind of suck.
Yeah, anti-buffet now?
It's hard to do.
Too many choices.
You got to do it right.
Your plate's weird. There's watermelon with lo mein and cake.
That's the best part about a buffet.
I don't like that.
Come on, man.
I don't like that. But you got to eat everything. Yeah. You know?
You feel guilty if you don't get. I got to go get another plate. I mean, I
minimum
paid for
two
it.
Plates.
You have to have two plates
minimum
at a buffet.
Two plates.
Because if not, then why the hell you had a buffet in the first place? All right, there you go.
All right,
I'll go.
Sure.
Your number is
two.
Is it
dose for dose
the closest margin in any one game in the USC-Oregon rivalry series?
Ooh.
Or is it the ranking of Dr. Pepper last year of top-selling sodas, as today is National Carbonated Drink with Caffeine Day?
National Soda Day?
Nope. National Carbonated Drink with Caffeine Day.
Come on, get it right.
Because they probably have a National Soda Day.
God, too. Trying to think. There's been some blowouts each way. The last really close one I remember.
Smallest margin of
victory. Yeah, either way.
That. But two.
The last. I mean, I remember being at the game in 2011 where Lane Kiffin came to town and beat Oregon near the end of the season, and Maldonado missed a kick. I can't remember if the kick was to send it to overtime or to win the game.
What year was that?
2011. I was at that game. I vividly remember it because they had lost to LSU at the start of the year, and then they rattled off a bunch of wins in a row, and it was near the end of the year.
Yep.
And they needed a win to have it. They were still alive, technically, and they lost.
Maldonado's kick was wide, and it was a final.
I'm going to go stat. I'll say they had a chance to win that game, and they lost by two. I can't think of any other year. There might have been a year in the you know, back history.
I'm going to go story.
You're going to go story.
I believe Dr. Pepper. There's some weird lawsuits going on with Dr. Pepper having to do with when they were sold back in the day. Because they still had agreements with some Coke and Pepsi distributors in certain areas. And now the new owner is trying to get back and have their own distribution facilities, bottling facilities. And I thought I saw that they were number two in terms of sales behind Coke.
Well, you use your own distributors, and it's largely Coke and Pepsi as your only options here. These soda companies need to have out clauses like free agency, and Dr. Pepper should be a standalone by themselves.
I'm a big Dr. Pepper fan.
Who isn't?
I love a good Dr.
Pepper. I've never met a person that says they don't like Dr. Pepper.
Does Mr. Pibb still exist?
Yes, he does.
Mr. Pibb is still out there.
Coke, Dr. Pepper. Coke family.
Yeah, but he's a fraud.
Yeah.
He's not loyal.
Knock off.
You don't like Mr. Pibb. No. So Swags is is
story.
I went story, stat. And yours is stat. Yeah. I'll go in the order. You gave me yours first. Stat. Story is correctamundo. The smallest margin of victory between Oregon and USC all time. Pivotal. Not Maldonado.
Not that year, huh?
USC won by 3. That was the tie of the game.
Okay, so tie and kick. Okay.
It was 1948's riveting.
Who could forget?
Exciting 8-7 final.
Swag was there.
Go to hell.
8-7. Yikes.
That's how football used to be.
No, this is a
story. Did they go for 2 or was it 2 field goals and a safety?
Ooh, good question. I want the box score breakdown.
Well, you were there. You tell us. Was it on television yet? Can you explain what happened?
No, my train was late getting down to Eugene.
How good was Van Brocklin in that game? But he was electric with his 9 interceptions. Today is National Carbonated Drink with Caffeine Day. And indeed, Dr. Pepper, talk about making inroads. They are owned by Pepsi. They tied Pepsi last year for the number 2 soda of all the sales distribution. Coke, of course, remains the dominant beast of all the sodas here. But Dr. Pepper, tied for 2. Are they the second best soda if you're a Coke person?
I think so.
Would you go Coke first or Dr. Pepper if you chose one?
Probably Coke first. Fridge Sig first. Root beer is another one that I don't even know.
We're not talking about Diet Cokes here.
I know.
Fridge Sigs.
Give me a Fridge Sig here, all right? That's what I want.
Me and Dusty's wife love a good ice-cold canned Fridge Sig.
How do you not? My beef with my wife is that so she'll buy Fridge Sigs, but then she's horrible at putting them in the fridge.
Oh, you got to put them in.
It's so a right away.
Nobody wants a
don't
warm
you have
Sig.
A, do you have a garage fridge?
There's no garage fridge. Oh, okay. But I, you know, hey, like 4 at a time. If you buy like a 12 pack, you don't even put the whole thing in the fridge. That's fine. Because we drink like maybe one every other week.
Same problem
it's not
you
a
have
constant.
With the water out here. Okay, somebody would get the first one, but then once those are empty, who's
somebody's
got
to make sure to restock.
Restock
you keep
the fridge.
Cycling through.
I got shamed for liking Diet Coke this weekend by somebody, a friend.
Who shames that? Diet Cokes are delightful.
They were basically like, it's unhealthy. And an hour later, this person grabs a Krispy Kreme donut and then proceeds to put banana pudding on top of it.
Takes a hit of their Jewel and their...
I just went up to him and...
Wow.
Diet Coke?
Yeah, that's bad.
That? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
All right. Your final number, 48.08. 4808. Is it the current... average of bench scoring for the Chicago Bulls, who lead the NBA, of all bench scoring for the team.
So 48.08
points per game.
Okay.
Or is it the cost in dollars and cents of the new Portland edition officially licensed Monopoly game?
Oh, we have our own Monopoly game?
Finally happened. If you are looking for a Christmas gift for the local... You know, Portlander, don't know what to get them.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It is now available and on sale at local retailers.
It's $48? Is it?
Is it?
That's the question.
That's
blow
the question.
It out your
do you open up the board and it just lights on fire because our city's on fire? Is that to happen? Does it exist?
Ooh, what's
are there
our
soldiers
Broadway?
Included?
Well, give
what's
your
our soldiers, soldiers
and
on
we'll
each
get,
side of the Monopoly
we'll get
board?
To it.
4808?
What's our boardwalk?
That's such a random price and a random stat.
It is a stat.
You think it's a stat?
It is a stat. Okay. There's no way. Somebody doesn't price a game 48.08.
8 cents.
This
I'm with
is
you.
Obviously a stat.
Yeah, stat. Double stat.
Hit the bell. Thank you.
Yeah.
48.08 for the Chicago Bulls. 1 point ahead of the Miami Heat as far as bench. The Blazers 18th at 35.6 points per game. And that's when Jeremy Grant and others were coming off the bench. So get ready for that. Bulls minus 2.5.
Tonight. We might have to embrace debate here. Danny just came in and said, where would Cedric Coward even play for this team?
Are the Bulls good?
They're okay.
Okay.
They started out hot. Didn't they win like
they
the
were
first
hot,
five
I remember
or
that.
Six? Yeah, and then they had a little lull.
Okay.
And
they're deep.
So but not clearly, 48 points per game
right,
on the bench.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
A little bit deeper.
But no, $44.99. Local retailers include the Portland Nursery, Oregon Zoo, Powell's Books, online at us.toptrumps.com is where you can go get the Portland edition. The board has several different pictures of different locales. Hmm. Apparently, nostalgic locales in the Portland area. There was a fee you had to pay to get licensed to get on there, and this is an official Monopoly licensed game. It's not a knockoff or
not
something
knockoff,
like that.
Yeah.
So you have OMSI, Oaks Park, the Oregon Zoo, the Portland Spirit, Elephants Deli, Old Market Pub, Hotel Lucia, the Benson, the Nine, Darcells is on there. Movie Voodoo? Madness, the Hollywood Theater, the Forestry Center, the Japanese Garden, Powell's Books, among
is the... Is Voodoo not on that?
Voodoo is not listed on this list at Oregon Live. Don't know if they're...
What is our boardwalk? Don't give me the waterfall. That's not Portland.
Should
that's
be the Benson Portland. Hotel, shouldn't it?
Really? I'm okay with that.
It's the longest standing high-end hotel. That's yeah. where...
Usually... Isn't the boardwalk the biggest and best thing?
Yeah, to own the boardwalk.
And you got it as a hotel over the zoo? Over the science museum?
No,
over Oaks Amusement Park?
Oaks Park.
Can you skate at the Benson?
Is Tom and Gloria's 2 on there?
No.
Can I buy that?
Dude, that would be such a
good outrageous
throwback.
Audio on there to buy?
What was the purple, like the Baltic Avenue?
Yeah, Baltic.
The
that should be like our local staple commercial.
I want those on like, that's 82nd. You drive up and down 82nd, the companies you see, that's our Baltic
Avenue.
The
one that should be on there is the Acropolis.
Yes!
Dude,
why is that not on there?
The Acrop.
That should be like Ventura Gardens.
Tom and Gloria's. The Copper Penny. I need those three.
And Jubits.
It's like owning the railroads.
On there.
You get to own the strip clubs.
Earthquake Emeralds?
Yes.
Where's that?
Dude, I might buy this. That's kind of cool that we got our own.
How much does
Monopoly?
It cost?
$44.99.
That's too much money.
I mean, it's
Monopoly, dude. Is my house in there?
That'd be cool if it was. There you go. Sadder story every Wednesday at 9:15. Well done, everybody. Well done. Let's get to the Blazers. They're back in action tonight. Also, a really rough update on one player. We'll talk about that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, welcome back in. And we
got
to go.
Kind of got breaking news out of sports. Can I pass this along?
Yeah, what do we have? I did miss it. I missed it in the break.
It's not enough time to get in. I have to look up how true this is because it's what's the internet. One of the more prominent, popular Mav accounts out there, Dallas Mavericks,
okay,
is citing per CBS News Texas that the Dallas Stars are claiming legally that the Mavs have listed Vegas as their headquarters. And I understand the ownership group and
how
who they
work?
Are.
Is that just for... Yeah, that's because where the owners are based out of?
Not good for the rumor mill conspiracy stuff that they blew this all up so they could tank it, so then they could take it to their home.
Not great, Bob. Not great. But at least we beat them when we played them.
Mm.
Oh.
No, we didn't. Got no point guard.
God, if I'm a Mavericks fan, I would be... That's tough right now.
Yeah, I mean, you got Flag.
Dallas sports fans, that's pretty brutal. Like, if you're an actual diehard Dallas sports fan, you have the one of the worst owners in the NFL who doesn't take anything seriously and is more interested in headlines and Netflix documentaries.
Mm.
You did have a baseball title randomly a couple of years ago, so you got that going for you. The Stars have been pretty good a long time.
How much are we going to forget that they won the World Series?
That's one of the most random. That will go down as, like, Bobby Jenks White Sox, like, those kind of ones. You're like, wait, oh, that's right. Because it's one of the most forgettable World Series that has ever happened.
I also think, coincidentally, that World Series put Bruce Bochy in the GOAT conversation for all-time managers.
Damn right he did. Get you four of these, baby.
Four of those?
Four of those.
Padre appearance?
Four of these, five appearances. Hell of a run. Mm. Hell of a run. Blazers are back in action tonight, and we got a bad update from Jason Quick. We'll get to that. Close it up next on The Fan. All right, before we get to the Blazers and wrap up the show, quick look at some poll questions. Yesterday, between these four options, which one would you give an honorary Super Bowl to?
Oh,
Philip Rivers won 34%.
Really?
Dan Fouts second, 28%.
Huh.
And then Matt Ryan third, 19%.
Other got last place
with 17% of the vote. Mm. To this morning, we asked you, what was worse about last night's Blazer game, the NBC broadcast or the carpet uni slash regular floor combination? 61.3% of you early on saying the carpet uni regular floor.
It's bad luck, and I did appreciate the, how about the performance part?
Yeah.
They fought hard, though.
They fought hard. They also took a guy in the first round and can't help him win for a while. And then one more here. Duck fans, do you hope Alabama coming to Eugene is the home playoff game? They get 68.5% of you say yes. You hope that that is the game.
Special to see that Bama uniform on your field, man.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, man. That would be pretty cool.
Are they
cool.
The team that would, like, of the possibilities as of today, is that the team that scares you the most?
Oh.
Matchup-wise.
Oh.
Because I kind of like Notre Dame for you guys, because they're so run-heavy.
They can run, yeah.
But then again, maybe Bama.
Probably Bama. Probably, yeah. I'd probably go Bama, Notre Dame, Miami in that order.
Miami beating you at home would just
be. Oh, it would hurt. It would hurt, yeah. It also be, it would be really funny to see Husky fans simp for the coach that left them, dumped them, and then root for him in the play. Like, yeah, go sleep with somebody else. Beat the Ducks. That'd be a funny dichotomy. A tough update from Jason Quick last night. We mentioned this briefly earlier, but the Blazers aren't back in action tonight. They are shorthanded right now. One of the reasons, and some people wanted to make fun of my preseason win-loss projection, but one of the reasons I made that projection was because I just didn't like the depth that they had. I was excited to watch games, but I wasn't quite sure where the depth was going to come from, and now they're banged up, and what is the conversation right now? Exactly. Scoot Henderson said he has not done any running, jumping, or explosive movement as he enters into the eighth week of his rehab assignment.
Yeah, we're going into the final week, full week of November next week. Because of the conditioning part of that lends me to say, see in 2026, Scoot.
That's got
to
be a month ramp up, right? Like, just in terms of, he's not running. He can't.
I don't know. What are they doing here? Because Drew's got calf strain stuff. They're not going to force that because you don't want to jeopardize the ultimate injury.
No, he's
Wesley's out 4 to 6 weeks. Is he not?
I believe so.
So is it really good? They're just going to have Caleb Love and company be point guard. That's just wild, man. Like, I don't know if you're ready to dance on celebrating your win-loss projection.
Oh, I'm not doing that yet. And but I also wasn't a super. This is what the funny thing about Blazer fans. Like, I didn't view. I didn't mean that as a negative thing of just this team's going to suck. It was just, I think they're going to be fun to watch. I think they're going to play hard, but I don't trust.
Outside are they fun to watch?
Not right now, they're not. No, but at the start of the year that they were. Okay. And I think if they're healthy, they are still fun to watch. But it's the idea of, and there's a lot of teams in the NBA that you can put into this category. Like, you lose two guys. You've lost two benched. Matisse Thybulle and Blake Wesley are bench guys.
Right.
Now that Grant and Holiday are out, that's a different conversation.
Grant's sick. But
like, if Thybulle and Wesley are making or breaking your season, that kind of tells you where you are.
Well, I think most people know where they are. They're in that playoff bubble zone.
And they still are, because the bottom of the West is dreadful.
It's terrible. It's horrible. Get in and they could be a 37-win team this year. I mean, that's where that could go. But I don't know, man. It's a very weird time right now. They've lost 5 of 6. They have no real bench help if Jeremy's ever missing a game.
Underdog at home tonight to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, why would you pick them?
There's no confidence. I'm not going to bet the game because I don't really know what to make of them right now. They get one of these games where all their threes fall at home. Like, I'm not surprised by that in the least. So I'm not touching that thing with a 10-foot pole.
The Bulls sleep through their game back after getting to Portland.
So, they got Chicago tonight. It will not be an 8:15 tip, so we got that going for us.
It's great.
7 o'clock tip.
Good to know.
Don't have to stay up till 11 o'clock to try and watch it. I will stay up for this game. We'll see how it goes. That'll do it for us, folks. If you miss a show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. 1051thefan on Twitter, @DurtandSprague on Twitter. We had Yogi Roth on for about a 30-minute conversation.
He was good.
He was awesome, talking all things Oregon, USC, and then some thoughts on Washington and UCLA there at the end. Tomorrow, remember, it is a Pate State Thursday at 7:40.
Yep.
And then we are going to go to Virginia Tech early in the morning.
Chris Coleman
was at 6:30, so they hired James Franklin. His press conference, I believe, is happening now or sometime
happened
around.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
This morning.
I think it was this morning.
7 a.m. this morning.
He did a thing where he talked to like a...
Oh, that's what
that is. In like a classroom setting kind of thing. His press conference, I think, is today. So we'll go to Virginia Tech tomorrow and ask him about that hire. And then, of course, Pate, who is making his trip up to Eugene, Oregon. That'll be a fun Pate State stop tomorrow at 7:40. That will do it for us, folks. Thanks so much for being a part of our Wednesday. If you missed the show, again, go check the podcast, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet on YouTube. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Moring is next. Listen to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.